Now, one senator has basically admitted that actual journalists won't be covered at all. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. The idea of a media shield law is flawed from the get-go. Some people think it's a good idea to have a law that expressly states that journalists cannot be compelled to give up their sources to courts or to law enforcement. But of course, members of the U.S. Senate have now used discussion of a media shield law as a way to define who is, and more importantly, who is not, a journalist. Over the course of the past few months, politicians have been saying amateur journalists don't count. Senator Lindsey Graham even explicitly stated he wasn't sure if bloggers deserve First Amendment protections. Senator Dianne Feinstein insisted that real journalists draw salaries from big corporate media companies. Otherwise, she said she could not extend the privilege of being called a journalist to them. When WikiLeaks first became a big deal, those working on the legislation actually worked hard to make sure that WikiLeaks would not be covered. As I said, the shield law argument is flawed from the beginning. But how do we know that the shield law won't protect journalists? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Well, consider for a moment what New York Senator Chuck Schumer said last week. Schumer discussing the media shield law provisions and how, if it became law, it might affect journalist Glenn Greenwald, who reported on the NSA secret surveillance based on documents leaked by Edward Snowden. Quote, "It's probably not enough protections to cover him, but it's better than current law," end quote. Now, that's exactly the problem here. We already have a media shield law in place. It's called the First Amendment. By these senators needing to define protections, what they're actually doing is defining who is not protected. If Glenn Greenwald can be arrested or blocked from reporting on Edward Snowden's revelations about the NSA, therefore preventing that information from being made public, then true journalism does not exist anymore. Everything else just becomes state-run propaganda. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2800.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Men, machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite, and let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're in the Corporation Nation. My guest today, Tammy Pepperman from ChooseYourSide.org and Tammy Pepperman. .com. Tammy, tell people how they can listen to your shows as well.
Well, Clint and I have been on together as well with Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I'm on Thursday nights, which competes with Clint, so don't do that. You can catch me on YouTube at Talk Revolution Radio on YouTube for the archives. That way you don't have to miss Clint's show. And I'm also on Saturday night, 6 to 8 p.m. on Studio B at freedomslips.com as well.
I don't know how you could possibly do your show knowing that I'm on at the same time. It's just got to be so hard. Just
well, it really is for me because I don't miss your show except for on Thursday nights when I'm doing my show, which it's an irritant to me. I love your show.
I appreciate it. It's good to know. We were just looking up the, you know, speaking of the word abjure, interesting because the term AB, well, before we discovered that the word to injure somebody is really means to take something or someone into the law. So in law, basically. So the opposite of that, of course, would be to abjure. And the word AB, actually is a prefix, of course, and it stands for from or separating or a departure from. So when we're talking about this term, and I've heard this term before, I never really gave it much consideration until now, but an abjuration of the realm, that realm is referring to what?
Your law, your sovereignty. You're giving up your entire estate by being represented by somebody else. That's what you're asking for as representation. But being represented, they're turning you into a negotiable instrument. Now you're not you anymore, you're something else. And that's where you come in with the hypothecation. The letter A is a hypothetical person. It stands in your place. So A, baby boy, A, baby girl, that means something else is there in your place to represent you. And then you go forward into the law. As soon as you get into the law itself, you're determined by being a black acre or a white acre, which is a fictional tract of land. That's what they mean by territories, territory seas. You're under seizure called deceased, and which means of Caesar. And then when you go all the way back and look at the metaphor of Caesar, it's the Caesar of all things under court of Assisi. These are just courts of seizure. You're the thing being seized. You're being called all sorts of things, including birds. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 1 indicates that you migrated and were imported here. So therefore, the United States Incorporated is going to preserve you under 16 U.S.C. 7 and call you an animal. And you're subjugated as an animal under Title 7. It defines animal as one of them being man. And therefore, you're just on their farm. This stems all the way back from the Forest and Chases Charter, where somebody's claiming to be the king, saying it's their land, and you're just lurking there. You're just walking along and bugging them. And that's the whole concept of these diagnoses is stemming from bottomry bonds, and they're saying it's happening in the water. You bumped into their vessel. Therefore, they found you, they're picking you up, and they're diagnosing you as what? Injured. And that facilitates that bottomry bond, that facilitates the action of garnering those small government loans from the SBA.gov. Now it's called the Small Business Administration. You can find the CUSIP participation program, the Debenture Participation Program, through going to SBA.gov, smallbusinessadministration.gov. And you'll find what they take loans out. It's based on your productive value. Now, debenture itself is defined as a debt secured by your own productive value. So you're not securing any loans. You're actually securing the debt, which is relative to Article 12 of the Articles of Confederation. You're pledged and charged to discharge congressional bankruptcy, thanks to Congress. They said that's your pleasure.
Now, this term black acre and white acre, I haven't found that anywhere but in Black's Law Dictionary, and it basically refers to a piece of land that has a fictitious name. And as I understand it, that's what they refer to us as, correct? And it's actually supposedly one of the most coveted acres that there is, over the actual land. Explain what a black acre is. Oh, come on now. This girl is tackling things that you people need to know about, and that you don't want you to know about. I'm telling you, some of the things we are not talking about, we're not going to talk about today until some of the processes are finished. Hopefully we'll have another show with Tammy to talk about what's happening with her friend who's was kidnapped unlawfully. And you know, they're going after the insuring agency for lots of money for that particular case. She doesn't want to talk about that until the case is actually over. But she does want and probably won't talk about what's going on in these hospitals. Like I said, you have a literal, I mean, think about who again rises to the top. Why are there so many Jewish doctors, for instance? So many Jewish lawyers? Why do you think that is?
Well, it's all designed as a presentation. It's just like the designation of the Amish. They're all actors. They present one thing, and as they act in commerce, and then they're telling you in their text that they're not acting in commerce. And these things allow the division of humankind. If you're Muslim and I'm Christian, we don't like each other. Or if you're Jew and I'm Catholic.
Oh, I think we lost her again. This is... well, shoot. Unfortunately, maybe Tammy can call in or, okay. Sounds good. While we were talking about, really what I was referring to were people with, again, that lack of the frontal lobe, the lack of empathy, and the lack of, I mean, I've been the victim of hospital fraud before. I have gone in there and been cut into by some random doctor that just came in and cut me open. And I guess he wasn't supposed to. And, you know, cut a big piece out of me. Fortunately, it was the right surgery, but and then I was left there for about 45 minutes with this big open wound, and no one to clean me up or stitch me up or anything. That's Kaiser Permanente for you. Way back when. I mean, I was diagnosed, misdiagnosed so many times. I can't tell you. The things that they do in hospitals today make me feel like nothing more than a growth medium, a big petri dish that they can, you know, put something in and extract later and say, oh, this is how our experiment went. We'll be back with more Tammy Pepperman, hopefully, after this break.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Water never goes stale, so you gotta just keep on flowing, keep on flowing. So you gotta just keep on flowing, just keep on flowing. Under the sky, under the heaven, there is but one family. Do not believe in styles. Styles separate man. It's a process of continuing.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're in the Corporation Nation, and a tactic that works very good to disrupt conversation, of course, is the classic cutting in and out of conversations to cease the the flow of the conversation. Congratulations, it worked. I can't remember where to begin and where to end. So, yeah, good job, boys. It works real well. Well, we're going to keep doing it. So you're going to have to pay extra attention. Right? Whenever I have certain guests on, you're going to have to really, you know, take special care to to screw with us. And I know, Tammy, you're used to this. So, I mean,
their handlers have my fee schedule. So whatever they're attempting to do, it's always espionage. I'm not a citizen of the United States Incorporated. I am the United States. And the clerk of the United States, and you're impeding my ability to communicate with other states. And you find it espionage under 18 U.S.C. subsection 784. And it's sad, but each time this is facilitated, your handlers aren't going to tell you. They just pick you up and use you to discharge their new bankrupt state, which is very sad. But if you watch the mainstream media, you can see this taking place in Secret Service agents accidentally being shot in the head and calling it suicide. And there was one Russian agent that they sort of committed suicide by zipping himself into a double bag and then locking it from the outside without leaving any fingerprints on the lock. That's how much the handlers think of them. So whoever's listening or whoever wants to listen, be advised that your handlers don't think anything of you.
Yeah, that includes you, military.
Yep.
I mean, if only more of them would listen.
They did, and it was so sad. Months ago, they came in, and when we cut their funding through the Treasury, they came in and said 650,000 federal employees may not have passed their credit checks, their criminal background checks, because there's been a mistake in the system. And they opened the floodgate to take 650,000 federal retirements by maintaining that these people were criminals or by maintaining that they'd done something wrong. And we're watching that as it comes to fruition now. They are nailing left and right federal employees. They don't care. And our main focus has been on law enforcement, has been on all of these useful idiots. Please, please open your eyes and realize what's going on, because they use you first to discharge their congressional bankrupt state. And this is exemplified in Nazi Germany itself. When the Bayer Corporation came in as the Republic of Germany, it came in through the World Court, and it said, we'd like to indemnify Poland. There's too much overhead. And at that point in time, what you saw as Nazi Germany was them cutting the overhead. They were killing federal and state employees by the bushel to cut the overhead. Citizens always, always, always produce. They always patronize. They always can be pit up against each other, and there's always different market conditions. But the overhead is always overhead, and everybody needs to open their eyes right now, because I do not want to see that occur again. That's like my nightmare, is to watch as they're cannibalizing law enforcement, as they're cannibalizing federal agents, as they're cannibalizing teachers and other overhead without any remorse, without any mercy, without any thought to them. They already hold their retirements in the municipal coffers under the ERISA Act, the Employee Retirement Insurance Security Act. They moved all of those retirements into each nation, into each county, upon divorce decrees and other orders. And at that point in time, their insurance requires that they keep it there, because they're already taking loans off of it. And the only way to facilitate that is to get you into the hospital setting to kill you, to diagnose you through the psychological industry, to criminalize you, diagnose you through the criminal industry. This is how they discharge congressional bankruptcy. They use the human being as product on a farm. Everybody needs to be aware, because this is horrifying. And it ends here. I mean, they're being held accountable. I cannot speak on current updates at this time. I expect that I will be able to within the next 3 days or so. But do watch the media, because it's already occurring and being facilitated as we speak at a swift rate. They're nailing attorneys left and right, judges left and right.
What are they being nailed on?
It all depends on the attorney or the level of production. Yesterday we had, or today, ex-Illinois judge gets 2-year term in drug scandal. That one was charged around October, I believe it was, with using heroin. And one of his friends, his buddy there, another judge, was killed at that time. And he's still under investigation for that death as well. So everybody, what had happened last August is in our court case, we realized that the human being was being used as the surety. Only a natural person could be a surety under their statutory provisions. Well, we came in and we said, no, they're the ones with the fictional government, and we evidence that the human being has its own government. We have our own house. And so we had to declare them dead after looking for these judges and looking for these attorneys for a long, long time. We couldn't find any because they're always fictional creations. Those are offices. And in that, according to the Sester KVI Act, they were declared dead, and now they are the surety. Yesterday in Arkansas, a lawyer charged in Hot Springs slaying finally turned herself in. She's charged as manslaughter. I guess she had affiliations with the governor and running or something, and he's dropped out of the running for the gubernatorial candidacy at this time, McDonald. The hearing reset for former Utah attorney and son's charged with making pot, right, byproduct. He's the new product, so he's going to be charged under 27 U.S.C. 7211 commercial crimes. You can charge a fiction for commercial crimes. You cannot charge a human being for commercial crimes, and that's what we're seeing now. More teenage boys reporting forced sex by women in the U.S. Since 2009, the United Nations has been reporting that the female is the main perpetrator of child sex abuse, female sex abuse, male slave labor, and yet they were never holding her accountable. She was very productive, but she sexually abused a child. That child would be diagnosed. That child would go through the psychological industry. That child would end up in the criminal industry as it was acting out. That's a form of production. And now they're holding her accountable and stopping that production at its inception so that she's no longer allowed to abuse. Where before she was specialized under feminism. FBI raids Calumet Township's clerk office. This one is corrupt activity regarding financial stuff. They were not reporting their discharge of congressional bankruptcy. They were actually undercutting the federal state. So the federal state came in and said, no more of that. Former principal's conviction upheld in Muncie High School rape case. This guy was asking that his charges be dropped. He had allowed a child to be sexually abused under his watch. It's just falling apart. That one attorney yesterday, or 2 days ago, was hilarious, as well as Senator Lee from California out there. The FBI just raised his office. They now 26 of them. That one you can find at Bono's Entertainment on YouTube.
There were three Democratic congressmen as well that just all got busted simultaneously. Seems to be an epidemic.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart. Closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist, reflected in their art, they forge their creativity closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart.
All right, folks, welcome back here in the Corporation Nation. With me today is Tammy Pepperman. Oh, Tammy, good stuff. You know, I was just looking up a couple words. I looked up the word fidelity because, you know, we hear the words. Fidelity is one of the forms of insurance we were talking about. And we hear these words all the time again, and we don't really think about what it means to have fidelity insurance. What a bizarre concept when you find out what fidelity actually means. Faithfulness, careful, and exact observations of duty or performance of obligations. Firm adherence to a person or party with which one is united, that's us, or to which one is bound. Loyalty as the fidelity of subjects to their king or government. The fidelity of a tenant or liege to his lord. Observance of the marriage covenant is the fidelity of a husband and wife. And, of course, that refers to the marriage contract. Honesty, veracity, adherence to the truth. But most importantly here, we're talking about loyalty and obligation to duty. So if you want to make sure, Tammy, that your subjects, your citizens, your persons, including your corporations, if you want to make sure that these entities that you've created that they fulfill all of their obligations no matter what, even if they don't, even if they turn out to be an unemployed bum, that somehow they're going to fulfill their obligations, their fidelity, what are you going to do? You're going to put an insurance policy on that labor product. You're going to actuarially project what that thing is worth, what the product of its labor is, what its obligations to the state will be, and you're going to put an insurance policy. You're going to create an insurance policy on that in order to. So, I mean, imagine. I mean, it's hard to imagine that loyalty is insured, that your obligations as a good little citizen are insured. Whether you are a good little citizen or not, they're still making money off the basically assumption that you are, right? I mean, that's pretty much what we're talking about. It's a bizarre concept, but they're insuring the possibilities.
Right, and the insurance on insurance is education. It creates the product. It's making man in its image. It's breaking you and teaching you that you are not you, but that you're something else. And that's the insurance on insurance. It solidifies the game. It's like if you were playing a game of poker and you have 52 aces up your sleeve. It's the same format, because if you educate a product and you create the product, you're insuring or guaranteeing what the product is going to do. It's through morality, psychology, and ethics. And the foundation of this whole system is education. It's insurance on insurance. You're guaranteed to produce the way that they need you to produce at any given moment in time, because you're observing other productive members or being told what is a productive member of society through television programming and radio broadcasting. And when I grow up, I want to be that. Well, when you're seeking something, you're not yourself. You are not yourself. You're something else already. And so you're seeking those titles. And that's what Jesus was so adamant about. Divest yourself of all the possessions. You drop all those titles. Stop seeking to be and just be. And once you're just being, you're no longer predictable. You're no longer the product. You're no longer ensuring or guaranteeing these bets to occur. I mean, they're not just. They're ensuring your future as well. They've got future tradings on these securities. They're hedging the bet at the municipal level. Well, how do they do that? They have the workers on the ground through four-generation warfare, low-intensity conflict, to make these things occur. If you need to get a speeding ticket, you're going to get a speeding ticket. If you need to die in the hospital setting, they have actors that will kill you in the hospital setting. If you need to get in a one-car accident, they're going to cause a one-car accident. If your house needs to burn down, they're going to burn your house down. And they just started just now, since August now, since we made them the surety. They are nailing them for that as well. They got an insurance agent, sheriff down in Florida, not even a month and a half ago, within an investigation called Floods and Flames, and they had charged him with insurance fraud. Now, that's their function. The sheriff before, in the Henderson case, when I was going through when Erica and Jeffrey Henderson case, they had witnessed the sheriff throwing flares into abandoned homes and dry fields in California to set the wildfires that occur. Who cashes in on that? Congress? The municipality? You cannot industrialize any area unless you raise it to the ground first. You have to burn it down in order to build it. And they did the same thing with Katrina. They're doing the same thing right now in Syria. They're doing the same thing right now in Crimea. It's the same confederacy. The Russian Confederacy Federation is in confederacy with Congress since 1941 Atlantic Charter. This is all the same business model. This is how you make the business go around. You burn everything to the ground and then you rebuild it. You make people refugees, traffic them across the globe. You're earning money on these human beings left and right. Caesar never loses until now. Now they're being held accountable. But it's been horrifying up until now, living in this marquee. It's a marquee when you go back to the original houses. Not just the House of Representatives, go back to the House of Down. It says, look, all we have to do is tell these people that a bunch of dead guys told us what to do, because they have memories like goldfish here. We can tell them anything. And that's what they've always counted on, the media presentation. What are you going to buy into? How much are you going to believe? How much are you going to take Job and still patronize the Lord God right there in your garden? How much are you going to take? And Job took a lot of stuff while the attorneys and the landlord played with him that whole time. They wiped out his family. They took his businesses. They took his farm. This is exactly what you and everybody else is going through. The Bible refers to you and what happens throughout your entire life and how many titles you take up. You can be Job. You can be Judas. You can be Jesus. You can be Paul, you can be any other Levite or tax man, you can be a judge, you can facilitate acts, or whatever else. But ultimately, it comes down with revelation. As soon as you are revealed for what you are known for your works and actions, and you will be held accountable for those things. That's what the book is talking about. It's telling you, hey, look, you're God. They taught you that you're not God, and now they pretend to be your God. You patronize that thing, call it Father. Wait a second, Jesus says, no, don't call it your father. Wait, measure that. Measure that with your logic in your head and realize, you know, what is going on here in Genesis. It stems from the doctrine of abiogenesis, meaning away from life, mind, and soul. Exodus means away from God, outside of God, exodus. And so if you're outside of God, if you're patronizing a judge that comes down from a hill that tells you that you're the one that's hurting everybody, don't go to that judge. He's going to cash in by charging people rent on your body after he harms you or his minions harm you. That is the construct of this corporation, this incorporated state called the Confederacy.
What percentage would you say of the Bible, dividing it into the old and the new, what percentage would you say is when it says the word God? I mean, obviously, when it's not capitalized, or it says the word Lord or Lord God. How much of the time is it speaking to the spiritual realm, and how much of the time is it talking to the temporal Lord acting as God on Earth, the man pretending wearing a fish hat and pretending to be the vicar of Christ? What would you say the percentage of the Bible is referring to the king as God? And this confuses people, of course.
Right. The very first page of Genesis refers to God, and it says that God took up concepts. When you read the Greek translation out of the Wycliffe Bible, it says God collected the concepts of night and day, heaven and earth, and after that point in time, the Lord God or the landlord has no new concept. Man is a legal creation.
So, in other words, the majority.
Right.
So most of the Bible is just interaction, legal interaction between man and the God pretending to be God, man on earth. All right, we'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Did you see the frightened ones? Did you hear the falling bones? Did you ever wonder why we had to run for shelter when the promise of a brave new world unfurled beneath the clear blue sky?
Look, Mummy, there's no place.
Chaos theory, hurricane control, advanced 5C, massive ionospheric heaters, storm-absorbing supergels, nanoscale weather machines. All of these technologies exist in some form today.
Mommy, there's no
plane
up in the sky.
All right, folks, welcome back. I've got my big dictionary open. Of course, no, my cat wants to lay on it. But I was just reading the definition. I was thinking over the break too. You know, I was like, yeah, you know, we talk about the Bible, and like you said, the first part of the Bible, of course, it says God created the earth, the heavens, and the earth. Of course, the firmament, right? Well, that's not any different than the beginning of the Bible for science, which says that a big bang happened and it created everything out of nothing. It's a religious view. It means simply, I don't know. We don't know how the earth was created. Any man who claims that should be guillotined. The arrogance that must come with purporting such knowledge is absolutely astounding to me, as is the ridiculousness of the Big Bang Theory, which at best is a wild speculative guess. There's actually been disproven in many ways. We won't go into that today. But so, again, you have a book that opens with the concept of God and that there is a creator and that that is what we should be focusing on and pleasing to keep the creation as tenants of that creator in his world. Kidding. And that's probably the difference between the Bible of science and the Bible of God, is that there seems to be no responsibility in science. I was looking up the word policy. Because the word insurance and the word policy seem to go together. And it has some interesting definitions. Policy in commerce is the writing or instrument by which a contract of indemnity is effected between the insurer and the insured, or the instrument containing the terms or conditions by which a person or company undertakes to indemnify another person or company against losses of property. And it goes on, and then of course you have to see the word indemnity, which is an important word because it's a simple definition. It's a security. Oh, what's traded on the markets? That's right, securities. An indemnity is security given to save harmless. A writing or pledge by which a person is secured against future loss. A person is secured against future loss. So you wonder why they're trading prisoners in the prisoner exchange market for securities with CUSIP numbers. You wonder, all securities have a CUSIP number. You wonder why they're trading mortgages, these are all contracts. They're paper. They're not really trading physical people. They're trading the fiction that is attached through surety to these people. And of course, the people are the victims. They're just along for the ride because they have no idea what the heck's happening to them. So an insurance policy, again, is an indemnity against the person, no matter what that person does. And that, again, includes corporations.
Since the 14th Amendment, the corporations were held harmless. That's just held harmless. The original indemnification here came in 1802 with the Convention for Indemnification of 1802 between Spain and the United States. You can find that at Avalon, and I'll send you over that link in a moment. That was something major because each policy then was by act of enablement. For example, Alabama, the 22nd State Enabling Act of the Congress of the United States, 2nd of March, 1819, it entered the union, or the mutual insurance policy that had been maintained since the perpetual union was established as the United States of America, which, of course, is a style. It's a chain of events or congressional action. So this policy, sometimes your riders on the policy, R-I-D-E-R, your riders, you're riding along on this vessel, when you go back to Genesis, the first page in the creation of man in something's image, it maintains that whoever created everything created those that creep it and called it good. When you go back to the foundations of Greek, anthropo is a higher thinking being that creeps, that's us. When you turn that into man, a legal fiction or a creation of the mind or a concept, that's where you run into the game of risk, which is, have you ever played the game of risk?
Absolutely.
It's taking over what? Continent. So yep. That word con means with and tenant. And what you're doing is you're teaching or educating a being to be a tenant of your land, to patronize you. That's what this game is. It's all an insurance. It's a game of risk taking over with tenants. And you can see this in their deeds, in their counter deeds, in their enablement act. The federal state enabled these new states to come in and maintain those revenue streams through the original banks, the 13 colonies established in the 1789 Judiciary Act. And that's what it comes down to. It's just stacking human beings. And the sad part is that humanity isn't just sitting around as they're negotiated on the other side, because when you have a stock, and when you go to the etymology on gender, that stems from genus. When you claim to be a female or a male, you're a new species or stock option. Now, these stocks, yes, they're traded, but the back end or the front end of insurance is on the bottom line, the ground troops in that municipality, guaranteeing that all of these things occur against you, by which you are producing nicely as a stock option for the United States Incorporated. That's a guarantee. Stocking these stocks, and then they hedge the bet on top of that. So if they bet on your production, they have municipal hedge funds that are hedging that bet. It's the same thing you and I would do if we were playing blackjack together. You know, if you are the dealer and you've got an ace showing, am I going to insure the bet? That's what a hedge fund is. It's insuring that original bet.
So if I were to, say, but Tammy, the Bible says that man was created in the image of God. What does that mean?
Man was created in the Lord God's image. It says that it starts using the word Lord toward the bottom of the first page. And after that, it only mentions God. Like when they're attacking Job, it mentions God and Satan and the landlord. That means that, yes, we're going to tell you about this God, and you're going to believe that you're a bad boy and a bad girl because all of these things are happening to you. You can't understand why they're happening to you. But that's actually the Scarlet Weapons for Quiet Wars. Here's all of these situations happening. Oh, my grandmother died just now, and she died really weird. I mean, I'll just pick up from, you know, my life. My husband's killed in 2000 through the medical industry. Okay, and at that time, I couldn't see what it was, of course. And so, you know, what did I do to deserve that? Well, then I just got
about a minute left, just to let you know.
But it's all these concepts, and we hold on to these concepts, and we're earning the right to be, and that is the guaranteed productivity. Because we're taught to earn the right to be, if we're slapped and given a ticket or something, we're going to earn the right to be. I don't want to be a bad girl. I don't want to be a bad boy. I want to earn the right to be. If we're called a bad mom or a bad dad, where do we find ourselves? In court producing for the attorney. It's the same thing over and over and over again. This is just productive line after production line in a corporation.
Tammy Pepperman, thank you so much for joining me again. It's always a pleasure. We'll certainly have you back sometime. Give off your websites and your radio station one more time before we cut out of here.
Futureside.org, TammyPepperman.org, and you can find me on Thursdays and Saturday nights on FreedomSlips.com Studio B.
All right, my dear, thank you so much, and take care of yourself, and good luck in all your endeavors. Please keep me informed, and we'll have you guys back when you finally get out of this case you're in right now, and you can explain what happened to everybody. Thank you again.
With financial uncertainty.